Princess Jill Henroot had been called to her parents' chambers. Normally, she would find it rather vexing to be interrupted during training, but if she was summoned by the king and queen, there had to be something dire going on. It had been a couple of weeks since she'd last been here, and it seemed as though her mother had redecorated again. The walls were an earthy green now, unlike the pale red they were during Jill's last visit, and the drapes that hung by the walls were more richly adorned with gold braiding than she'd recalled as well. "You called for me," she said to her mother and father. Her parents were sitting upon their respective thrones, which had clearly been reupholstered to match the new decor. King Corbain was a large bearded man with dark eyes and rough skin. He was skilled with almost every weapon, and was not the sort who sat comfortably in a castle while his soldiers were out on the field of battle. If there was fighting to be found, he'd likely be in the mix, rollicking heartily as he thrashed and parried. Queen Helena was more demure, with perfectly kept blonde hair, pale blue eyes, and skin that made it abundantly clear she moisturized. Though she was far smaller than the king, her words held a power over him that even the dullest observer could witness. Everyone knew that when she made up her mind, that was that.
"We have good news," exclaimed the king.
"Corbain," warned Helena, "don't be mean."
"What?"
Corbain replied innocently.
"I think it's good news."
"I know you do, but it's not about you. It's about our daughter."
"What are you talking about?" asked Jill, who was the perfect amalgamation of her parents. She was blonde with pale blue eyes, and her words carried weight. She was also muscular and soldierly, sharing the love for battle that her father had.
"It's your fiancé."
Queen Helena paused and gave Jill a caring look.
"He's missing."
Jill's eyebrows jumped up.
"What?"
"Isn't it great?"
Corbain said with a wide smile.
"Corbain!"
He stopped smiling while shrinking away from Helena.
"Sorry."
"I don't understand," said Jill.
She was looking around irritably. It was barely 2 weeks before she was to be married, and her fiancé had chosen now to go missing? This was just like him, though. Always drifting away whenever there was a family meeting or a royal gala or essentially anything that was deemed important. But this was inexcusable. This was their wedding. The caterer had been paid and everything.
What happened?
"Seems he went out for a walk last night and never returned," explained Helena.
"Probably got stoned," Corbain said.
Jill grunted. While she always butted heads with her father, there were certain times where they agreed. Now, for example. But Jill caught herself. She knew Jack better than that. He may engage in those pleasantries now and again, but he was nothing like his parents.
"Corbain," said Helena. "Just because his parents run a hemp farm doesn't mean that their son partakes in their particular brand of merriment."
"Sure," Corbain scoffed. "Right, whatever you say."
Jill put her hands on her hips, growing tired of her father's accusations. Again, he was probably correct, but it just wasn't in her makeup to let him think it. This was yet another trait she'd gained from her mother.
"They make rope, father," she said. "Rope. We've had this discussion many times."
"Again, dear," Corbain pointed out. "It's called dope, not rope. Have you heard of anyone smoking rope?"
Jill bit her tongue at this. Her father did not approve of Prince Jack Nubbins. Frankly, she wasn't desperately in love with the prince either, but she had little choice. Jill was getting older, and kingdoms preferred to have young princes and princesses getting married over the middle-aged ones. Plus, her mother had arranged all of this with the Nubbinses' kingdom. This was because Queen Helena had grown up with Queen Louise, and they had made a pact in their youth to support such an arrangement. And so Jill had forced herself to be interested. On top of that, she'd toiled over the last 6 months to tone down her musculature so that she could fit in the dress that Mother had worn when she'd married Father. It had been the worst half year of her life. Jill was fond of weightlifting and calisthenics, but she despised jogging, which was the only activity that thinned her out, and she'd be damned if all that effort was going to go to waste.
"We have to find him," she declared. "We have to coordinate a search party."
"I agree wholeheartedly," Corbain said, sitting forward.
That was unexpected.
"You do?"
"Absolutely, Princess.